Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls, here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday, Friday 10th of May, just 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We did it. We're here, everybody. It's another week.
And look, we're doing a Friday in our own little studio, our own little hovel.
What?
The last two Fridays we've been out and about. We've been wining and dining. We've been in the Shoreline Hotel in Donabate.
You're right.
In the Gourmet Food Parlour in Skerry's.
Jeepers, I forgot all about the situation.
They were
Friday.
The good old days, weren't they?
They were the good old days. Free sausage.
Free coffees and sausages and croissants and scones.
People saying it's great to see you.
But yeah, people actually happy
unlike
to see
us. Unlike the likes of Tara, who says I can't wait to not see you next week for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people actually welcoming you in.
Oh,
saying,
yeah.
Saying, is there anything you need?
Made feel special
can
and
I,
all.
Can I get you anymore?
Can I get you? I mean, is there anything there? Would you like to have a full breakfast yet? It's only 10 past 6. I'll just have a selection of croissants. Yeah, it's a different situation altogether.
No,
yeah.
Home today. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, by the way.
By the taste of skimmed milk and porridge. Didn't have the same texture as it normally does this morning.
Exactly, yeah. We're slumming it today at home. Anyway, morning to Dee. Morning to Buddy Brennan, who sent us in a little happy Friday photo.
Go on, Buddy Brennan. Fair play to us.
JP, who's loving the bright mornings this morning.
Gorgeous it is.
And Aaron's been on as well. Of course, this all over the front of the papers this morning. He was on to say, yeah, God, lads, terrible news last night about Freddie Starr passing away. Best comedian on this planet, according to Aaron. Now, obviously, PJ is not happy with that, Aaron, at all. I mean,
I'm not going to speak ill of the dead now, am I?
No, you're not.
High praise indeed. Maybe too high, I would say, Aaron, but you know what I mean? But that's a terrible thing. He really is one of those.
Unique is a word
very
you could
unique
certainly
showbiz
use with him.
Legends, anyway, yeah. That's for sure. And it's, I saw the headline.
Especially since he was in a sort of a time when, you know, it was that sort of. It was that sort of club comedian doing the stuff. And he wasn't obviously alternative in the sense that we talk about it now.
No, but he was of his day.
But he was definitely very different to what else was going on.
Well, what everybody else was doing, my mother-in-law, he came along and was insane.
Insane.
Like, he was absolutely wired to the moon, a different beast altogether, really, to be honest with you.
And, like, in fairness to him, despite all and how insane he was, all over Saturday Night Telly and stuff.
All over it, yeah.
Like, it didn't stop him getting on the telly and doing his stuff.
But he was brilliant. He was a big, mad, voracious kind of a character. I saw him likeable
with it all the time.
Yeah, he was, yeah. Nah, of course, he got into trouble a little bit. I mean, and then there was
who doesn't nowadays?
And then what was he doing? He was supposed to have bitten the head off a gopher or a parrot or something. What was that?
Was it? You're not confused.
F a hamster. Freddie Starr ate my hamster. Do you remember
that's
that?
That's right. That was the front page of the Sun or something.
Yeah, that was it. He was accused of eating a hamster.
I don't know why that's funny.
He still says he never did it. I believe him.
So you're right, Aaron, although PJ is very hurt that you think somebody else was the best comedian on the planet. But
well,
anyway.
I wouldn't say I'm not putting myself out there now either. But
morning to Elf Terry, who, we haven't heard from in ages, which is surprising, bearing in mind the week that it's been.
I know, well, that probably
Elf
makes
Terry,
sense.
Elf Terry, officially the only nice Liverpool supporter in the world. he's on to say happy Friday, talking about the fact that it is a full English in Europe, definitely, like both European Cups are going to be going to the UK.
And
the UK. Going to England.
Yeah, well, we were talking about this, myself and Mike. It's mad, right? It's like, what a mad week of football. Like Gary Lineker points out, the English have finally beaten the Germans in the penalty shootout. That's insane for a start. And then you have four finalists in the European Cup finals. You know, they're all Premier League,
yeah.
And the Premier League champions aren't even included.
Yeah.
So it really does show the dominance of Premier League
of
football
game.
In Europe now. It is. It's insane.
Yeah,
dominant.
The pendulum has well and truly swung.
Anyway, I reckon bowls for the Champions League next year, I'd say.
Bowls, yeah. Shoe-ins. Also, El Terry can't resist saying, it's our year. Unfortunately, we'll miss Liverpool winning the league on Sunday as myself and Abby couldn't get a ticket.
Don't worry. You'll all miss nothing.
Anyway, English League delighted as well that the both European Cups will be going home, as he says.
Yeah, English League, very.
It's hilarious, isn't it? England can't wait to get out of Europe.
Yeah, and calm down, English League. There's about five British players in those five teams.
Yeah, there's like a German manager, an Argentinian manager.
Yeah.
What's Emery? What's he?
Oh, I don't know. He's not from Dorchester anyway, I can tell you that much.
He's Spanish, is he? And then who else? Chelsea's Italian, is he?
Italian,
yeah. Yeah, you're doing. You're flying it. English league.
Remember the war when Arsene Wenger put out the first squad that had not one English player on it,
and they were going
and they were still saying the best English team ever. it's the greatest league, in fairness. You can't deny that. But I think there's a little bit of international flavour about it.
It's more an English-based league
than an English league at this stage.
Morning from John and daughter Lauren travelling back to Carrigaline from Waterford to make school. Wow. Gotta say, that's some school.
Carrigaline to Waterford.
To Waterford, yeah.
Imagine doing that every day. Bloody hell.
Good luck with that.
That's the longest school run. There you go. There's a question for us one of the mornings. What's the longest school run in Ireland?
Absolutely. There's a little response into English Lee from, who's that from? I don't know who that's from, but somebody's texted in, wish English Lee would go home.
That's outrageous. Now, you see what, you know something, like English Lee, I know it's terrible now, that sentiment. But if anyone was to bring it on themselves a little bit, you know what I mean?
Chainsaw Man.
We don't want English Lee to go home. We like him.
That was somebody else. That was somebody else's text. Chainsaw Man's been on. Greg and Ballinasloe has been on. Hard Work in the Bog, apparently, this morning. Also, Happy Friday from Busman Vince. We've had a Happy Friday from Daryl and all the gang there. Happy Friday from Margaret in Dunlea. And also, somebody wishing Bono a happy birthday, which leads us nicely to the birthdays, which are on the way very shortly.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Bono
yeah.
today. There's a little, you can have some thinking time about Bono's birthday.
Bono's birthday.
Yeah, we're a bit thin on the ground, actually. You've got to get three, but I've only got two for you.
This is great, isn't it? Yeah. What a great
Greatest way. Game ever.
If I guess my own age, then I'll take it.
Suddenly I See KT Tunstall here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, 17 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock. That was a bit of a... Somebody sent me out the sherry. Right, okay, stuck into the birthdays.
Right, let's do this. Yeah.
Magic Mike has come to the rescue. Somebody had misplaced my almanac, but he's found...
You have another one.
He's found access.
You've got access to it, right? The almanac of birthdays.
Exactly. So I've got a few more now. You'll be able to get three from... I've got about a half a dozen-ish, okay?
Yeah.
But as we said, it is this bloke's birthday.
Out of all the women alive, hashtag Bono is my favourite. It's just so inspiring how she overcame the adversity of being a millionaire white dude. Or... It's so important that our daughters understand that they can grow up to be Bono. Sure, glamour named Bono Women of the Year, but in their defense, the transitions lenses do make him look like a 75-year-old lady from Miami.
That is Bono reading some mean tweets about himself when he was voted Glamour's Woman of the Year.
Was unbelievable. It was absolutely unbelievable. It was hilarious.
It's great, though, that he takes the wee-wee out
of himself. To see himself, to actually know that was ridiculous and have a bit of crack with it to him. Yeah. You know what I mean? You see, Bono can laugh at himself.
Yeah.
People always laugh at Bono, or not even laugh at him. They go, you're a blade, you're a big gob, taking himself so seriously. I don't think he does.
When I was finding that clip, I found loads of stuff. Like, there was the... you two were on Graham Norton.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he takes a proper slagging and slags himself.
You see, there you go.
It, you know what I mean? And the whole sunglasses thing. You know that sunglasses thing is because he's got glaucoma.
He's dicky eyes, yeah. Whatever, I don't know what glaucoma is. I call it dicky eyes.
Right, okay, yeah. I think most opticians call it that as well, yeah.
Dicky eyes, yeah.
I think so.
What is dicky eyes anyway? The light that hurts them or something, is it? I don't really know.
I think it's a pressure thing, is it?
I haven't a clue.
Pressure at the back of the eye or something. I'm not 100%.
So he has to wear sunglasses all the time, does he? That's
well,
the thing.
Yeah, I suppose. So, I don't know. That's what he said anyway. But in fairness, he does take lots of stick and he does get loads of... And he takes it well and gives it well about himself.
Yeah. Is there anything where you have to wear pyjamas all the time? I might say I have that.
Yeah. Dicky.
I've got a dicky mickey.
A dicky dicky. If you had a dicky dicky.
Are you wearing pyjamas to work? Sorry, Andy Bad News. I have a dicky mickey and I haven't got a choice. The doctor said
because you can get... I mean, remember your man, the snooker player, was exempt, or he was allowed... What was it? Yeah, the snooker player. He was allowed to have 8 pints or something a day.
Oh, was that?
For a condition. Do you remember that?
Was that Hurricane Higgins?
Or was that a darts player? No, Bill Werbenick. I'm sure it was a snooker player and he was allowed to have...
8 pints a day because of our medicine. Imagine that was your prescription. Imagine.
Like if they... Somebody's probably going to correct me on that.
Eight pints a day.
I don't care what the truth is. That's my version
eight
of it.
8 pints a day.
Or a drink or something. I don't know.
I hope it's 8 points. Just for the madness of the story. Right,
so anyway, back to Bono. So Bono...
A very hard man to put an age on.
Your neighbour... A neighbour, I mean, well, a very close neighbour of yours up there in Millionaire Row where you all live, all you celebrity types from Ireland. They all gather together out there on the south side of Dublin, looking out on the sea, talking about our conditions. You with your dicky dicky, and me with my dicky eyes.
You made me dicky, Bill. I paid me Electric Ireland bill last night and it broke my heart.
And then, stop living in mansions, man.
Mansion! Jesus! Oh my God! So there's a fella who rides a unicorn to work. I'll tell you something.
Cheaper than my taxi, I tell you.
Yeah, we should have a chat about them later on.
Right, Bono.
It's a very hard one to put an age on. I'm going to say he's like 62.
Very close, man. Very close. 59.
Oh,
59.
See, he's still so young. Anyway, good man.
Right, let's see who have we got for you. Right, let's go back to the football. You were good on the football recently, weren't you? What about, in fairness, one of the true greats of the Premier League, since we were talking about, you know, international influence in the Premier League, one of the true greats, Dennis Bergkamp.
Ah!
The Dutch Meister.
The man who wouldn't fly.
Yeah, famously.
Literally the non-flying Dutchman.
Yeah.
that's what he was. The non-flying Dutchman.
Oh, that's brilliant.
All the European championships and everything. He'd have to get a bus and a boat. Yeah. He wouldn't fly anywhere. And what a gifted, amazing player he was, too.
Yeah.
Pity he played for those gooner gang of gits. But what an amazing player. He was just amazing. That was when Holland were great to watch in the World Cup. It was around his time that they started falling out with each other. You remember the way they had a row there around 1990, whatever it was, and then they never got on since?
Yeah.
They still
they
don't
are notorious for having infighting.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that they're like, I mean, they should have won so much more.
Yeah.
Dutch players over the years have been just amazing.
They really have, like Van Basten and Hullet and...
Yeah, all the way back to Cruyff and everything, you know what I mean? It's just been...
Just amazing, yeah. And they never seem to pull anything off.
It's strange, that, isn't it?
Yeah, thank God. Don't you know that? You see the hoodie? Oh, God. We're going to celebrate. You won't celebrate. You're going to just sit there smug looking. That's what you're going to do, isn't it? You fucking Dutchers.
So how old
I'm
is Dennis
against
Bergkamp?
Dutchers. I don't know why I decided to just go all...
You've just gone on a rant.
Weirdly anti-Dutch for no reason. I'm not even anti-Dutch. I mean, at least they wouldn't be on about it like English League. Right, I'll say... he's now 53.
Not bad. 50.
Ah,
50
fat.
On the nose. Right, let's try a comedian for you. What about Al Murray?
Oh, Al Murray, yeah.
Famous as pub landlord.
Yeah, I've gigged with him. Nice fella.
That's right, gigged with him.
Oh, jeepers. Very, you know, he's like a history major or whatever you call it. Like
you were saying, the whole pub landlord thing is a complete,
opposite to what he's actually like. Yeah, he's a real intelligent fella. But jeepers, what age is he done? That's the part. He's...
Actually, pub landlord now is kind of the way I think of English League.
Yeah. I know what you mean, yeah.
By the way, English League, we're only joking. We're only joking. We, you know, it's all a bit of banter.
That's it, yeah. It's coming home.
It's coming home.
Everything is coming home because we made it in the first place. Yeah. Right, I got to say he's 48.
He is 51.
Oh,
51. Right, okay.
Bad day
to finish,
for me.
You can
bad
have
day.
You can have either a supermodel, right? Or a cartoon character.
I'll go with the cartoons.
Are you sure?
I'll definitely go with the cartoons.
You don't want to go with Linda Evangelista.
Oh,
40, supermodel.
43, I'll just jump out and say that.
No, 54.
Ah, for the love of God, this is real.
She went out with Fabien Barthez. Remember Fabien Barthez?
Yes, little slaphead. He was great crack.
It was
remember all the French lads used to kiss him on the head?
Exactly,
for luck.
Didn't work out. But anyway, imagine that.
He
went out with a supermodel.
It just shows what a few quid will do for a fella, doesn't it?
Even a slaphead.
Even a little mini one that looks like he is a cartoon character himself.
Right, well, maybe this will work for you. So it's Homer Simpson's birthday today.
Oh, God.
Allegedly. Supposedly, this is Homer's birthday. There is a bit of... Some people say it's in 2 days' time.
You mean the actual character, not the person that does the voice?
No, I mean the character.
Oh.
There's a bit of disputing about it. Some people say it's in 2 days' time on the 12th. But others say it's today.
Oh, this is really hard.
Homer Simpson.
53.
64.
Ah, for the lie. I don't know what happened today. I mean, I actually have to make a public apology after that. I'd like to publicly apologise to English League, the people of Dutchland. Well, that's Germany. The people
Holland,
of,
maybe.
The orange-wearing Germans and the... that's even worse. The Netherlanders.
They'd be very offended
by
that.
Oh my God, I've really offended. I'd like to just apologise for being alive.
Mike, we're going to need more paper. Yeah. I've a few more apologies to write.
Oh, my God.
PJ's done it again.
Yeah.
Basically all of Europe.
Okay. God, I'm sorry to the orange man. That's what really gets me away. It's not controversial there.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. 6:33. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Quick question for you from Garrett in Limerick. Garrett in Limerick has texted in to say,
good morning, Garrett.
Is Tara Duggan an air hostess at weekends? She always seems to be going away.
Not an ASC? We're not the only one.
Where this nasty rumour comes
I think
from.
You have some private information and Andy Bad News. And it's like a blackmail situation.
And you
going
should
on.
Share it with your friends.
You know what I mean? And you go in and say, I've booked a holiday. And he's like, oh my God, how am I going? Yeah. And you're like, Andy, those pictures of you roller skating late at night. Or whatever it is you have.
Hi, Andy Bad News. This is Tara Two Days here.
I'd love to say that's the truth, but do you know what actually is going on here?
No.
Is I get paid time back for all of the OBs where you disappear on me on a Friday and you sod off and you eat fries and you eat scones and you have lovely seaside locations.
She's trying to claim now that a sausage is worth
amazing,
2 days off.
We're actually working over the sausage.
Can we please stop this?
We're working over
sausage
the
hashtag again. Let's not go back down that road, please.
No. Tara needs a sausage, yeah.
Tara needs a holiday because she used to put up with you so much. People don't understand how hard it's wearing.
That's what it
is,
PJ, that it's actually she's actually taking these as medical leave.
Yeah, maybe that's it, yeah. Stress and medical leave.
Stress leave for working
written
with us.
Written into my contract. Yeah. Written into my contract.
Well, what about me? I mean, I'm his carer. When do I get time off?
Poor old Jim deserves a day off.
I mean, my God.
He has to put up with.
You need me as your agent, Jim. 20%. We've got a deal.
You know the way Jim negotiates, though? Jim going, right, oh, that's it. I want 3 weeks holidays and that's it. And they'd be going, Jim, we'll give you 4. No, I said 3. And I'm having none less. Right, I tell you what, I'll meet you halfway. 2 it is.
Mr. Broken Wings here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. Ace of Base, Don't Turn Around, just ahead of that, which we play for Jackie, who gave a passionate endorsement on the WhatsApp to that. Great effing song, lads.
Great effing, it is indeed. You're dead right. You're absolutely dead right.
Jackie, glad you enjoyed it. Right, we need a special request for Suzanne in Enfield in County Meath, right, because she texts in and says, morning, guys. Any chance you could wish this Sado a happy 40th birthday for tomorrow, as my family are useless
and would never think
of putting in a request. Love you, guys. P.S. Could you play a little old school rock? Well, first of all, happy birthday,
happy
Suzanne.
Happy birthday, Suzanne. Have a great one. Absolutely. You know, we love celebrating anybody's birthday here in this show.
PJ's a big birthday
absolutely
fan.
Especially welcome to the fourth floor, by the way. It's not bad up here at all. Nice.
You've been on the fourth floor for ages. You're well and truly on the escalator to the fifth floor.
I understand. I'm welcoming Suzanne on to the fourth floor.
By the way, what's old school rock? You being, you know, old enough to know what old school rock is. what would you say Suzanne wants there?
You ain't the murder hound dog.
Old school rock.
I don't know. I guess she's.
We had a bit of Whitesnake before 6 o'clock.
That's what I'm thinking. A bit of Whitesnake stuff. Yeah,
that would have been good if we could have. But that's played now. We've played that before.
See, we can't get away. You see, we're kind of regulated a little bit in what counts as rock. You wouldn't believe it, right? But there's these people, these licensed people, and they get very upset if you play something that they think should be somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
So we have to really be like, we have to like pretend they're special occasions and all. And it's unbelievable that it's sort of. The limiting list, but we'll do our best for you.
If
right?
you've
we'll
got a specific, Suzanne, let us know. Will you?
Yeah,
a specific. What you define as a bit of old school rock. Also, can I just read this out? I think it might be Kathy in Mayo, but it goes, "Hey guys, Dame Judy Dench here. Usually getting ready for work now, but having a nice day off for myself. No such luck for my Robert Mugabe though. Have a nice day at work."
It's the most unusual text we've ever gotten to show.
I don't know what's going on there at all. Very
Robert
strange.
Mugabe.
Yeah. Happy Friday from Happy Cart.
How are you, Happy Cart?
Poddy's been on to say, or maybe it's Antoinette, I don't know. I don't know which one is which. But anyway, morning lads, hope Bo's beat the other shower at Dundalk tonight. PJ, brilliant after show yesterday, lads.
Oh,
yeah, we did it yesterday. It did get a little unusual.
It was a bit unusual at the start. Now, I should probably apologise to anyone watching the video. I got a little carried away with myself now, to be honest
with
you.
By the way, ladies,
I'm not proud of it.
Any ladies and gentlemen out there who fancy a look at a semi-naked PJ Gallagher, this is the after show for you.
Yeah.
Get there early on the Facebook, though. That's all I'm saying.
So can I change the subject and say, thank you, and Paddy, I hope Cork do it against UCD tonight. I'm going to leave it at that, because, yeah, it's not exactly my finest moment.
Honestly, now, come on.
I went full Monty with Jim in a little room, and I think I made him very uncomfortable.
I think we were all uncomfortable.
Well, if you were as uncomfortable at the time as I am thinking about it now, then yeah, then I do owe you an apology.
You can check it out on the Facebook. It's well worth checking out, of course. You can listen to it, but you won't quite get the same visual effect.
Well, you don't get as up close and personal as poor old Jim got us, I'll tell you.
Alan in Dublin was on to say, morning, Jim is right about Bill Rubberneck, as we used to call him. He was allowed 8 to 13 pints a day on medical grounds.
Wow, unbelievable. That's outrageous, isn't
that's
it?
That's extraordinary. 8 to 13
pints? What doctor says these things to you?
That'd kill you.
Oh, wouldn't it be great to have one of those doctors? You know them, you just walk
in. I don't think you'd last very long.
No, but you'd never have to work and you'd still be getting paid and you'd be jarred. You'd be like, you know, you'd be, the things you could get caught being up to and work. Literally anything.
Unbelievable.
What are you doing? It was reported you were in there, Jim was trying to work and you were sitting there with a bottle of Guinness and no trousers on.
Well, my doctor said, I have to do that for my circulation. Yeah, he says it's for circulation.
That would be... I was going to say that would be quality. It wouldn't be. It would be, you know, very disconcerting.
Wait a minute. Jim has enough to put up with. You know he's a professional.
Well, all I know is my circulation needs...
Sorry, but there it is written on the cert that with the headed paper from the doctor and everything.
See, the doctor wrote it there in crayon, look.
Also, quick hello to Linda, who's in Cork. Hi to... Andy... from Ennis, who wants us to make a wish come true for him, because this is Wish Week. He wants us to make sure that Brighton win on Sunday.
Oh, terrible.
Oh, shocker.
Shocker, God, I'll tell you something. You may never see Jim again.
No. I don't think I'll come to work on Monday, actually, if that happens.
If Brighton wins.
Happy Friday from Hedge Trimmer Man. I think that's a reaction to Chainsaw Man.
Oh, yeah.
And
hey,
also,
Hedge Trimmer Man.
I'm interested in this one, because Mary and Santry's been on. Say, happy Friday, lads. Did you see the massive yacht docked on Sir John Rogerson's quay? It's called Viva La Vie, and it's owned by a millionaire called Willie Mickey.
That's his name. Isn't that an amazing name for a billionaire?
Now, the thing about Willie this Mickey. I told you about this the other day.
I saw it yesterday going home.
Because I got stuck on the Eastlink Bridge, because the bridge was up at 5:30 in the morning as this thing was coming up the river.
Yeah.
We literally, you know, some posh lad's yacht was holding up traffic on the Eastlink Bridge at 5:30 the other morning.
And there you go, that's who it was.
It
was Willie Mickey's yacht, yeah.
Who is Willie Michelle?
I haven't a clue. I've no idea.
We'll have to look
him
up.
But did you see the submarine that was there last week? Did you see that? It was there all week.
No, I missed that.
It was the big Dutch submarine. Submarine.
You know why I missed that? Because it was under the water.
Oh, but it wasn't even. I should have said that coming.
Yes. That's what they do with submarines. They put them under the water.
But PJ. It was parked over the water. You can't get out of it then.
Anyway, happy Friday to you folks. It is our final day of Wish Week 2019. We're going to launch it officially after 7 o'clock, our final day, our final big push to try and generate as many funds as we can for the brilliant Make-A-Wish Ireland. That's on the way. A cracking show today. We got none other than Dermot Bannon joining us after 8 o'clock. Of course, Room to Improve star and Dermot Bannon's incredible homes and now doing his bit for charity. We'll tell you more about that later
on. Fair play to him.
Also on the way, of course, we got all the regulars. The hit bit is in there. We got the breakfast table quiz to come and your final chance to win €1,000 with Kellogg's GAA Cool Caps.
Oh, blimey.
What a show that is today.
What a show it is. Loads going on.
By anybody's breakfast menu, you'd be stuffed after that.
You would. You'd be rammed.
Even you wouldn't be able to squeeze in another sausage after
that. No, you wouldn't even squish in the lick of a croissant after that. No, so you wouldn't. It's perfect.
All on the way. Right, on the way after 7, it is the official launch of our final day of Wish Week 2019. That final push is on, but we've got plenty of cash for you as well.
We do £790, I believe it is, isn't it, on the hit bit this morning?
Sounds like a plan.
Holy fart.
It's Wish Week, all this week, with Make-A-Wish Ireland. It's so easy to help make a child's wish come true.
Classic hits.
Here we go, final day of Wish Week 2019. It is our final push to raise as much as we possibly can for Make-A-Wish Ireland, a phenomenal charity. And you, people of Ireland, I salute you, because Magic Mike has just given us a quick update to say that the current total for Wish Week this week is just over €33,000.
Unbelievable. Absolutely
unbelievable.
Fair play
to each and every one of you. Thank you so much. for the help you've been given. But this is, as I say, the final day and the final push. I don't know what sort of targets you can be setting for this, PJ. I mean, I don't know. I mean, in terms of the day, is it pushing it to think that maybe by 6 o'clock this evening when Damien gives out the final total that we maybe could hit 50 grand? Is that... Is that being too ambitious?
I don't know, actually. Who knows? I honestly don't know, but we can aim for it. Let's do it. It is the last day. It all ends today when Damien takes over the helm because he can't be trusted, you know? So that's not true at all. That's not true at all. But it does end with Damien. So Damien will be giving you the grand total later on. So we're going to have one big final push today, and then that's it. So let's do everything we can again. Yeah. It is the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
As well as saying thank you for your generosity, what we'd say to you is, if for whatever the reason is, you haven't been in a position to donate, you've just been kind of like, I don't know, too busy, or you haven't got around to, you've been driving when you kind of remember it, or something like that, right? Try and make today the day. And if you have donated, thank you. If you've donated and you still feel that there's maybe another €4 in you, or maybe more, or a tenner or 20 quid or something that on this Feel Good Friday you could give to Make-A-Wish Ireland, the way to do it is to click the donate button on classichits.ie. There you can give what you can. Or if you want to make a €4 donation, text my wish, that's all one word, my wish, to 50300. Okay, text costs €4. Make-A-Wish will receive a minimum of 360. Service providers like charity. The helpline is 076 680 5278. So if you think you can do that now, please do. And a little bit later this hour, we're going to give you the story of Evan. And a little reminder of just how much good work your money is helping to do.
Absolutely, yeah. It is once-in-a-lifetime trips, memories. That's everything. That's what the Make-A-Wish people do. And we're going to try and make that happen as much as possible. Absolutely. Now we're going for it today. This is the last one. We're heading for the finish line.
Big push. Final day of Wish Week 2019. Classic hits. Wake up happy.
Wake up happy with PJ and Jim. The two-time Imro Award-winning breakfast show. Classic
hits. Beautiful South, you keep it all in. Of course, it was Paul Heaton's birthday yesterday, wasn't it? Singer with the Beautiful South.
Yeah,
celebrating
it was, yeah.
Yesterday.
And of course, they're playing in Dublin in the Trinity Festival thing.
Oh, right.
There's some great information for you, right? Concisive, right there for me.
Absolutely, everything you need to know.
Paul Heaton
Trinity
and Jackie Abbott.
Festival thing.
Anyway, Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott, they are playing in Dublin. And it's going to be an amazing show.
Cool. 14 minutes past 7. By the way, if you fancy your final chance to win yourself €1,000, now is the time to do it, okay? Because we're going to have to play our GAA quiz a little bit early today because we've got a special guest after 8 o'clock. Dermot Bannon will be joining us in studio after 8 o'clock. So we're going to play our Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps quiz a little earlier. So if you're a bit of a GAA fan, okay, we've got 30 seconds of GAA questions for you to answer. And if you can top a score of 8 in those 30 seconds, €1,000.
It's for you today, the last day to play. So if you get it, you got it, I was going to say. There you go.
Well, you wouldn't be lying.
Once again, some concise information from me this morning.
You are on fire,
on
buddy.
Fire. Whoa, anything you need to know, I'm on it today. Anything at all, I'm all over today. But there you go. So that's it. The score is 8-9 or more, and you are going to get a grand office for Kellogg's Cool Camp. So it's as simple as that, really.
Absolutely.
30 seconds is what you have.
Just let us know right now, and Magic Michael pick somebody to play. So 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you fancy having a go at our Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps quiz.
And now the sad news. We just have to talk about it. It is Wake Up Happy now, but poor old Freddie Starr.
Ah, Freddie Starr.
Poor old Freddie Starr. Now, he was 76 and he was found dead in a Spanish home. It was about 3:30. A carer came into the house. He was slumped over a desk, sitting in a chair. And poor fella.
Did he live alone, did he?
It seems that way.
Like, had he got family or anything? Or
don't
like that,
know.
Or?
I really don't know. I'd hope he did have someone around during his final days. He hasn't been well now. His health has been pretty bad. He had a quadruple bypass there not long ago. And he was complaining of ill health and stuff. And I suppose he hasn't lived exactly a saintly life now. Come on, to be fair.
Right.
He a bit of a wild rover, to say the least, is what he was.
He enjoyed his fame. Is that what you're telling me?
I think so, yeah. But he has been struggling with his health. And the carry-on of him was very funny through the years.
Yeah.
He made us all laugh. And I tell you, hamsters of the world may breathe a sigh of relief. I think it's fair to say.
It must be the most extraordinary headline ever. Because it was a national newspaper. It was The Sun, wasn't it?
The Sun, yeah. You know the story, right?
Freddie Mercury. Freddie Starr ate my hamster.
Yeah. You know the story of how it was supposed to have happened?
No.
So apparently he was staying in a B&B in Manchester, it was. And he came back after a night out gigging or on the town or whatever, being Freddie Starr. He came back and he said he demanded to have a sandwich made for him. And it was very late at night. The person running the B&B, she said, look, we don't do sandwiches this time. He says, oh, do you not know? Where he reportedly opened up the hamster cage, slapped it between two slices of bread and scoffed a whole lot. Now, it does sound like a ridiculously untrue story, and he's denied it and denied it and denied it. And in his autobiography, he said, I have never eaten or even nibbled a live hamster, a gerbil, a guinea pig, a mouse, a shrew, or a vole, or any small animal. So he denied it the day he died. So
it's
there you go.
It's unusual, isn't it? Of all the celebrity denials that can happen, you know what I mean, related to all sorts of bad behaviour, denying that you ate a hamster.
Yeah.
That's right up there. Listen, we got a little clip. Magic Mike found this for us.
It's Magic Canada. Second verse. My uncle's got two W's tattooed on the cheeks of his bum. And when he bends down, he spells wow.
It's a touch random. I grant you that. It's a touch random.
It's a very old school style, isn't it? It really is.
To be fair to Magic Mike, probably tough enough to find something you can play on the radio from Freddie Starr.
It is, yeah. In fairness, he wasn't exactly the most PC or...
Although, having said that, he did kind of... Well, that's the other thing. I was going to say he was all over, you know, national media, you know, in the 80s and whatever. But then again, as you say, it was a different time. PC wasn't really a thing.
No,
you could offend people left, right and centre in a very different way.
Yeah, and you could have the crack in a very different way. Like, he was wandering around in a Gestapo uniform wearing a pair of wellies and stuff.
You know, it was a very different time.
He probably couldn't make that now. You know, Nazis aren't seen as cuddly these days.
Yeah.
But there you go. But look, he was a great fella. He was a madman. I saw him live in Vicar Street years ago now. And he had a support act on. And the support act was on stage. And Freddie Starr walked out and he wasn't wearing trousers, right? In the first
so straight
night.
Away you were a fan.
Yeah, but I had a short on and that. But he wasn't wearing trousers and he walked out. I can't remember who the support act was, but he goes, but what's the code for the dressing room door? And your man thought it was some kind of a joke.
That was part of an act or something. Yeah.
And Freddie went, I'm serious, I'm after locking myself out. What's the code for the door? And your man went, oh, it's 2728 or whatever it was. Freddie goes, thanks, and walked off stage. And then everybody realised, oh, that wasn't a joke.
He just locked himself
out of his restroom and forgot the code. And literally just thought, well, there's only one thing for it. And walked straight out onto
the
stage.
I'm going to have to ask the other bloke.
I'm
going
to have to ask your man, the young lad. Yeah. So there you go, talk about it. He made his own rules. He didn't really care about much and he carried on.
Brilliant.
He lived a wild old life and he was a gas old fella, and I'm delighted that he had a great career. So I'm sorry to hear you're gone, Freddie Starr.
There's the Black Eyed Peas and Where Is The Love here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 22 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Quick text in from Ollie in Galway. Hi Jim, I was driving in my car with the volume down earlier and I heard you say the words semi-naked. So I turned the volume up again. And then you said it was PJ, so I turned it down again.
Yeah, don't blame you.
Have a great day.
I don't blame you. Thanks very much. You have a great day too. And you stay away from me. It'll be better on both of us, I think.
And also, somebody's wondering about that Paul Heaton gig that you know nothing about.
Yes, it's going to be in Trinity College on Friday the 5th of July. It's Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott, and it's going to be amazing.
There you go. Well done. Right, 7:23, and it's time for our Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps quiz. Because, of course, as you know, Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps, they provide boys and girls between the ages of 6 and 13 with a fantastic week. It's action-packed, it's fun-filled, it's all of the skills of Gaelic games, of course, which you learn while having fun and making new friends and all that sort of stuff, happens during the summer holidays. If you want to find out more for your own kids, Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Rice Krispie Packs are the places to find the details for this year's Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps, or check it out online, ga.ie/Kellogg's Cool Camps. A grand they've given us to celebrate.
A grand, and that's the thing. So a guy called Declan Barrett, a Galway man called Declan Barrett with GAA Knowledge to Beat the Band, he came on Monday, I think it was, wasn't it? The very start.
Yeah.
And he got the score of 8. We've been chasing him ever since. So now Dave Murphy, a challenger in blue, is going to have a go this morning. How are you, Dave?
How are you, PJ?
I'm not bad at all. What's the crack with you today, Dave? What's the plans for your weekend, actually?
We have a communion on Sunday, so that's going to take up the weekend.
Oh, God. If you want near me, I'll give you €2. Fair play to you.
don't break the bank now.
Yeah. Ooh, I tell you, that is big. You normally reserve that for confirmation days.
Well, I do,
fair
yeah.
Fair play to you.
Sorry, Dave, if you are near me, I'll give you €150.
Yeah. Listen, Dave, you could probably do it a grand to pay for this confirmation, this communion, could you?
Definitely could.
Absolutely. Yeah,
they're like little mini weddings now. I mean, it is. It's mad, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Are you doing the whole bouncy castle and everything, Dave?
I know, well, for me and stuff like that, you know, the whole family, everyone's yeah. coming out.
Yeah. I always find it better. You know, when you get rid of the kids and you just have a bouncy castle.
Method in your madness. Right. Listen, Dave.
Get the bouncy castle in the hotel up the road.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Put them in a different place. You want the? I'm going off. Anyway, Dave, listen, 30 seconds. We need at least 9 out of you, okay? Can you think you're up for it?
I'll do my best.
Yeah, right. 9 we need in the 30 seconds and that grand will be yours. You ready to do it?
Right, go ahead.
Here we go.
Ballintubber GAA are from what county?
Mayo.
How many points are awarded for a goal?
3.
Which county team is known as the Banner County?
Clare.
Yeah, Joe Canning plays at what county?
Galway.
In what county is Park y Cuíve?
Cork.
True or false, the capacity of Croke Park is 50,000?
False.
Who did Limerick beat to win last year's hurling championship?
Tipperary.
Was Galway. Joe Brolly played for what county?
Derry.
Yeah, Mickey Joe Hart manages what county?
Tyrone.
Johnny Cooper plays with what Dublin club?
Messina.
Yes, it is.
Well done, okay. This will be tight.
I never said county so many times in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt like Dr. Dre, county, right, yeah. There you go.
I have to say, well done to you, PJ, because there was a few of these didn't have answers written beside them.
Oh yeah, that's right, yeah, now that I look at them, yeah.
Thankfully we were relying on PJ's own GAA knowledge.
Luckily
fantastic.
I'm into this.
Right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah!
Come on, Dead Dogs.
Oh, unbelievable. And with the space to have one wrong.
There you go. Come on, you Dave in blue. Come on, the Dave in blue.
As you can see, Dave, PJ has decided to be right down the middle. No favouritism here.
Classic, it is Dublin all day.
Dave Murphy in Dublin. Well done, you've just scooped the grand.
Well done, man.
Congratulations.
Quid on a Friday before a communion. Holy fart.
Absolutely delighted.
I hope the young one didn't hear that. She's going to want 500 quid straight off the top.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm getting a grand off me, Dad.
I'll tell PJ Kitchen, you have 150.
Exactly. Yeah. Your financial advisor, PJ Gallagher. Listen, Dave Murphy, happy Friday, man. Well done.
Oh, Jay, thanks a million.
What a win.
Have a cracking day. Who's getting married? Whose communion is it on whenever it is?
It's your little girl, Kayla Murphy.
Oh, brilliant.
Well
yes.
Done.
Well, have
give
a great
her
day.
Best. Have a great day.
And commiserations to Declan Barrett. What a player. He was. Yeah. I didn't think anyone was going to beat him this week. But there you go. The grand.
What a finish, eh? What a finish.
There you go. We'll have to find a little Sam Maguire size egg cup and send it to Dave with a grand in it.
Happy Friday, Dave. Good luck.
Thanks a million,
lads. Good luck.
Thanks, Tara. 7:36. That is the hit bit. It's a bit of a hit, but of what hit is it a bit? For €790, can you tell us?
€790, give us a shout now. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to have a go at taking the cash on the classic hit bit. Of course, you can listen to it as many times as you like on classichits.ie. You don't want to waste a guess.
Jennifer Page in Crush, you're a classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 20 to 8. Hit bit, as I say, on the way. 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a bash. No need to give us your guess on your text in or WhatsApp in. You just let us know you want to play and Magic Mike could be calling you back to have a go. But in the meantime, of course, just after 7 o'clock this morning, we did say it was the official start of the final day of Wish Week for 2019. And it was a good start, to be fair, because Magic Mike
very
gave
good.
Us the update that we were a little over 33 grand raised so far for Make-A-Wish Ireland, which is fantastic. It is great, and it is totally down to your generosity, and we genuinely do really, really appreciate all of that generosity.
Ah, look, we can't thank you enough. It's been such a success so far, but we want to keep that going. I want to remind everybody again what Make-A-Wish does, how it provides a family with a serious illness in the house with something to really, really look forward to.
Some respite from it
when it happens. And then when it's over and you come home, you've got these memories that last a lifetime, no matter what happens as far as the illness is concerned. And that's what Make-A-Wish do. They really do provide happy memories forever.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know if there's any reason whatsoever that you haven't had a chance so far this week to donate, Please do it today. We put the final push on to raise as much as we possibly can, because it is the only funding that they get. And the details of how to donate are on the way very shortly.
And more people want to tell you how this has changed their lives. So this is Evan and Luke's story. They were born healthy twins, but only a few months into his life, Evan had a serious accident which caused him to suffer cerebral palsy. Now, his Tower of Strength mother, Paula, she tells us about his day-to-day struggles and how Make-A-Wish took Evan and his family away from his condition and what ended up being the trip of his dreams. So here's Evan's story.
Evan was born perfectly fine, and he had an accident when he was 16 months old and choked. And as a result, he was left brain damaged. And his medical condition now will be quadriplegic cerebral palsy. It's the card we're dealt. We can't live with what if. And because Evan was a twin, we had to get up and live for Luke. And that's what we've done. And then we had Ruby, and she doesn't know any different, and we do everything together.
Then you smiled, and I reached out to you.
We always claim that Evan knows loads of what's going on. He puts all his expressions out through his face, and he will smile and engage with you if he likes you, and other days he'll just go, no, not interested in talking to you. But when he was a baby, my dad always said, even before his accident, my dad would say, God, you have to work hard to get a smile out of Evan, but when you have it, you're a friend for life.
Two less lonely people in the world, and it's gonna be fine.
Laura Lynn recommended us to Make-A-Wish. So the benefits of Laura Lynn for us allowed us to be a family, so that we were comfortable putting Evan into respite, so that we as a family could do something. That's brilliant. And when they came to me, I went, that's not for us. And it wasn't being negative, it wasn't being dry. We just didn't think we fitted that bracket. We didn't see us as Evan with a life-limiting condition. We saw Evan with a condition that has always been, every day is a bonus of having Evan in our lives. So to think that it was life-limiting, we hadn't used terminology like that before. So Make-A-Wish then came to us and said, here's your letters, fill out your wishes and we'll see what we can do for you. Evan had a hospital admission December, January, February, March and April of that year. So to Make-A-Wish did not seem possible at all to me.
Two less lonely people in the world, and it's gonna be
She says, you have to dream. And she went, have you been to Disneyland? And I said, no. And she went, let's go with that.
In my life where everything was wrong, something finally went right.
Oh, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. We photographs of Evan. He has never been somebody we were sending pictures back home to show everybody, and Evan's smile in every picture. But this was constant. This was 4 days of smiling. He was exhausted from it, but this was 4 days of smiling every way he turned. And we had a friend of ours made a badge for him with Make-A-Wish Evan, so he wore that everywhere. But every member of staff that saw him greeted him as Evan and went, good morning Evan, how are you Evan, are you having a nice day Evan, come on this way Evan, anywhere in the park, his name, he was called by name.
Two less lonely people in the world, and it's gonna be fine. Out of all the people in the world, I just can't.
The impact was that Luke and Ruby kept thanking Evan. So they knew it was Evan's wish that got them there. It was fabulous as a family. Our photographs are ones we'll cherish, absolutely, because all the other stuff was taken out of our control. We just had to manage the day-to-day things of Evan's care. They managed everything else going on around for us. They booked a dinner for us, a lunch, to meet all the characters in a restaurant, which was absolutely amazing. And if anybody, whether disability or not, are going to Disneyland, I'd be saying book that dinner, because it was so special. It really was. And the fuss they made out of Evan and the joke and the messing that was going on with all the characters, it was absolutely fabulous. Like, Make-A-Wish made that seem easy for us.
You can help by clicking the donate button on classichits.ie or text my wish as one word to 50300 to donate €4 and help kids with life-threatening illnesses to make their dreams a reality.
Text costs €4. Make-A-Wish will receive a minimum of €3.60. Service provider is Like Charity. Helpline 076-680-5278.
Classic hits. Classic hits.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. There you go, hit bit. And it is 790 quid. We've given away 1,000 quid already this morning.
Yep.
Be nice to throw 790 quid. God damn it, Jim, it's Friday. It's 800 quid.
800 quid.
Let's throw in that tenner between the two of us. We'll even get Mike to chip in.
Ah, here.
Yeah. Well, that went down well.
Yeah, right. Exactly. 800 quid, so. If you can...
Oh, jeepers. Cheers me talking over.
Yeah, just shut up there for a minute.
Well, before I was rudely interrupted by the actual thing you're trying to win, you heard what it is, and let's go straight to Dave Mullins in Wicklow, who's going to have a go. How are you, Dave?
Hey, lad.
What's the crack, Dave? Any weekend plans?
Nothing much. Surprise party for the little lad on Saturday. That's about it, though.
Oh, very good, yeah. Surprise party.
Did you say surprise party?
Yeah.
Well,
he's only six, so I'll get away with it.
Yeah, excellent.
He's not an avid listener to the news here or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'll be a good one, Dave. Right, and hopefully we can give you a few bob to take with you. What are you going for?
I'm going for No Limits by
Two Unlimited. Right, so, yeah, there's a chill.
Oh, I'm actually looking forward to this.
Lads. I think this is an easy one.
I have a feeling I know what this is
going to
be.
Tell me in a 1, 2, 3
on
there.
3, 1, a 2, a 3.
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks a million, Dave.
Dave could see that coming. He watched it coming over the hill.
I'm waiting over the sugar loaf, that one.
I was waiting months for that to be guessed.
Right, have a great weekend anyway, Dave.
Enjoy the party. Happy Friday.
See you, good luck.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
Right, so there's Judith Long then next in Limerick. Hiya, Judith.
Hi, PJ and Jim. How are you?
How are you?
All good, Judith. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you guys.
What's your weekend plans? What's it got in store for you?
I have no extra time at the minute, so I'm just going to go with the flow.
Right, so just going to take it as it comes. Well, we'll try and give you a few quid, Judith. What do you think it is?
I'm thinking it could be Madonna, Like a Virgin.
Right, so Like a Virgin. What do you reckon then, Mike?
Judith, can I? All right, Judith, can I ask you this? Do you like me puns?
Yeah, sometimes they're good.
Oh
yeah.
My God!
Sometimes.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm actually touched for the very first time.
Oh,
come on!
Not bad.
You didn't expect that.
Fair, I didn't see that coming.
Neither did I.
That's a good one.
That was
a very good one.
There was planning involved.
That was good.
That worked to perfection. Judith, listen, well done for having a go. Have a happy Friday anyway. Keep at it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cheers.
See you, Judith. Bye-bye. I have to say, Mike, that was pretty good.
That wasn't bad. You've excelled yourself today. That was a good Friday batch.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The brilliant Dermot Bannon is on the way after 8 o'clock. And, of course, the breakfast table quiz to come to.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show.
Yeah, feel good Friday tune, ELO and Shine a Little Love here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. It is a feel good Friday. Happy Friday to you folks. 13 minutes past 8 o'clock. And look who's just walked in.
Dermot Bannon. How are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, my God.
Thank you very much. And you can't sit down. I walked into the studio. And the two of them can I just explain to the listeners? Yeah. I walked into the studio and the two of them were sitting on chairs. And then both of them stood up, pushed their chairs into the corner, and then they made me stand. It feels really like I've been set up. Up here, I'm waiting for something to come crashing through the ceiling. But
well, it just so happened.
This is the way you do it.
Do
you jog on the spot or what?
We stood up really in your honor. I wanted to kneel, but Peter said, "Don't do that. That'll be too much.
You'll be embarrassing.
You can kneel.
That'll be too much.
You can kneel."
But thanks a million for coming in. It's great.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all.
My first time.
Yeah. It is your first time
ever on Classic Hits.
Oh, well, I tell you, you're welcome anytime.
So, what do you think we've done with the place?
I think you've done an amazing job in the place. Push the chairs, though.
The lack of seating arrangements, of course, is the first thing.
Look, typical architect comes in and starts rearranging the room.
I was just embarrassed because yesterday I broke the arm off my chair and I thought,
Is that why you're hiding it? All the things that don't work are kind of shoved under the desk or they're in the back room somewhere.
Actually, I was just thinking we should have asked Dermot to do a kind of a quick scan before he came on air.
and fix the chair, is
and,
it?
And just kind of decide how we could have changed the layout of the room, of the studio.
Well, what's, to not make work, it more. What's not working for
well,
you?
Well, what's not working is that we've a very bad lack of light, natural light. We've got three windows and no natural light, so it's a bit of a disaster.
No, there isn't any. And yes, studios tend to be dark, though, don't they? They tend, and there's no need for them to be dark.
Exactly.
Not at
yeah,
all. Yeah. Yeah. But traditionally, they were very, like, a lot of radio studios and all that are very dark, but you don't need to.
Yeah.
So I think a good complaint
to the
management.
What about a giant skylight?
Yeah,
and see how you get on.
I don't know. But
you know, we're in the bottom of a six-story building, so you're not a roof light's not going to work.
No. What about those? No. You know that you can get those tunnels. Aren't there tunnels that go right up to the kind of
a light tunnel?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Can we have one there?
That's not a thing. Is it?
Dermot said we can.
Yeah.
Dermot said we can. That's
a thing. It is a thing.
A light tunnel is just a hole in the roof, isn't it?
Yeah. With a tube on it.
Tube on it.
Yeah, they're fine. They wouldn't be my favourite things in the world. They tend to look like a light.
Actually, yeah, I'd love to see you in Jim's house. Actually, this is exactly the conversations I love in your shows, Dermot. There's conversations like this where somebody wants something ludicrous,
yes,
and you're trying to talk them into common sense. And in fairness to the producers of your show, they find people who kind of are allergic to common sense sometimes, don't they? That was a terrible question to ask.
Yeah. So allergic.
If you'd rather slag
off all of the clients ever on Room to Improve.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Allergic. I love that. So you're allergic to common sense is a real. That takes a while for that to drop, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's probably not a fair question.
No, but I tell you, do you know what it is? Sometimes. I'm in this unusual position, right, as a professional, right? Because you study architecture for 6 years, right?
Yeah.
I've been working as an architect for 20 years. But people still think they know how to do my job. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody says, I know what I want. I've seen it in a magazine. I know exactly what if you go to the accountant, if you go to a doctor, if you go to, like, I would never go into the dentist and say, listen, I want you just to kind of go back in there and remove that nerve in.
I know what I want.
I don't even know. I know exactly what I want. Yeah. And they say, do you? And or if you went in with a knee, the knees give me an awful lot of trouble. And the cartilage is gone. No. I'd like you to just to reshape it.
Yeah.
I've always had knobbly.
I'd like an extension on
Had knobbly knees.
Yeah, I don't mind a bad knee there. If you just put another one in the middle of my shin, I'll walk around.
And people, then what happens is that people, when you try to explain what you've learned over nearly a quarter of a century at this stage, and you say, look, I wouldn't do that, I'd do this. Oh, sure, he just likes to get his own way. And that's
Do you mean the right way?
Yeah. It's like me going into a doctor and saying, sure, he just likes to get his own way. I didn't let him. I got the knee taken out.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah, maybe I did need heart surgery, but the knee is flying.
Is there anything that sticks in your mind over those 25 years that has been, you know, are there a couple of highlights of ridiculousness? Not necessarily from the TV shows or whatever, just in life in general, in your kind of professional life in general.
I was looking at a house once, I won't say where, in what county, but this woman had, she'd grown up in a house with an Aga cooker. Right.
Yeah.
Do you know? Do you remember the Aga cookers?
Yeah.
And whatever it does, Aga cookers give this warm glow to everybody. Everybody feels like when even think about it, it's kind of the sigh of relief, isn't it? And what she went through the whole house, and I'd love an Aga cooker somewhere. And then we were talking to her, and she says, I'd love it in the sitting room, but it's a cooker. You're building a brand new house. Because what happened was, she grew up in a house where it was a small enough house and the Aga cooker was in the sitting room and it reminded her of growing up. So she wouldn't move away from it. This was it. It was stuck in her head. We are putting the Aga cooker in the living room, whether you like it or not. And that was it. She wouldn't, because it's like people still have, you know, the good dining rooms. Because they remember what it was like having a nice Christmas dinner when they were a kid. So they want to recreate that for their own kids. But yet they'll have rooms, they're all squashed into the kitchen, and then they'll have a good dining room that gets used twice a year.
Oh yeah, if JFK came back from the dead and knocked on the door,
there'd be somewhere good for him to go.
They said, don't put him in the good room.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to have a look around
my
first.
My granny had a room called a parlour. Do you remember?
The parlour.
And honestly, I don't remember. Honestly, a time when it was ever a good enough occasion for me to go into that room.
Yeah, absolutely. Ever.
You were
never
let in.
I was never let in.
No, if you rose from the dead.
No, we were we snuck in there. You know, as kids, like you explore.
Yeah,
because we used to go down and stay with my grannies.
Yeah,
you snuck into that room, like you found the key and you got into that. We were never allowed in there on an official occasion ever.
It's like the line, the witch in the wardrobe. Yeah. Go through the back of the wardrobe into this room. Yeah, this mysterious.
I've seen granny's parlour. You won't believe what she has in there. Trinkets and porcelain sheets and everything.
Anyway, the reason, of course, that Dermot is with us is for this charity drive with the Sami community. We're going to talk more about that in just a second, if that's okay.
Because
we'll have a little tune and then we'll talk more with Dermot Bannon. And, of course, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. I kind of dread saying that because I'm going to get a flood of people trying to get free advice now.
Yeah, it's going to be all of that, isn't it?
And you can answer it for the rest of the day.
Wilson Phillips, Hold On, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 8:23, Dermot Bannon is still with us this morning, and if you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. But the reason that Dermot is with us, of course, is because there's a very, very important charity event happening. It's tomorrow, isn't it?
Starts tomorrow, and it's called the Simon Open Door Event. Lots of people up and down the country are aware of it, and it's a nationwide event. So it starts tomorrow morning. So basically, the premise behind it is, architects up and down the country give up their time for free and they offer consultations to people, 1 hour slots. And in order to get a 1 hour slot, you have to make a donation to the Simon community of €95.
Brilliant.
And then you get an hour with an architect. So it's really simple. You log on to simonopendoor.ie, you go to your region, you go to your county, you go to your town, your village, and you select an architect in your area. Or if there isn't anybody available, say if they're all booked up, go to the next town or next village.
Okay.
And you select your architect, and then that's it, it's booked. And then you get an hour slot. So it's this weekend. It normally used to be just a weekend. When I started as the ambassador of it, was the Simon Open Door weekend. So it's this weekend, it's next weekend as well, and it's during the week. So if anybody's working in town, and like a lot of the big practices, so you see a lot of the buildings that are happening along the quays down here. So some of the guys who are designing those are offering consultations.
Wow.
So the big practices in the city, the smaller practices up and down the country.
And without giving too much away, I'm assuming that, you know,
a
95 euro donation, a 95 euro donation is
it's incredible value, really.
It's good value for some of these guys.
We're going back to the doctor. Would you get an hour with your doctor for 95 euros? But I think it works on loads of that. A lot of people still think design is quite elitist, and they think it's for, like, the one thing that people shout at me all the time from across the road is, when I win the lotto.
You know when you're in the supermarket
and you get people kind of, I get people running, they go through my shopping. What would you do with that now? And then they get to know you kind of in the queue in the shopping. Man, you'd put that sauce with that, would you? And do you eat broccoli? and so once you've got through that, then the next thing that they say to me, and they look at you and they look up at you and they lean on their trolley and they say, do you know something, Dermot? When I win the lotto, you're coming over to my house.
Yeah.
And we still think of design and kind of changing your house as something that's elitist for lotto winners, grand designs, even Room to Improve. Like, I know when people apply for Room to Improve, they feel lucky to get through the process. It's a bit like X Factor. I'm thinking, come on, guys, we're building a house. You pay for it. But it's one of these things that people, I don't know whether they're still intimidated by the idea of going to an architect, or that's why for a 95 euro donation, you go and meet a couple of them. Like, so if you're designing a house, say you're embarking on a house build, go and meet two or three, see who you click with, see who you can have a bit of fun with, and you get, and you can look at all their websites, you can see their work, and if you see something, wow, that's really cool, you can have that. You know, that's, so it's not all about, it's not this big kind of mystery. And that's what this whole event,
What about, Dermot, if somebody, say, isn't doing the full house build,
but
somebody wants, like, genuinely the extension or whatever you would call it,
or no extension. No, like a lot of people, like when they come to me, they'll say, and I just want a flat roofed extension or a lean to extension at the back of the house. And I'll sit down with them with their plans and I'll say, what do you use this room for? Oh, well, my sister comes over once every second year from Canada. So I need a home office. And I'm thinking, well, do you know something? Like, when your sister's over from Canada, maybe you probably won't be working from home when she's there. So could that become the home office? And then it turns into you. So you start to look at people's heads. And people have come in sometimes with the idea that they want to put an extension on and they've tons of space.
Yeah.
And they're just not using it right.
Yeah.
Or they're saying, oh, the house is really dark, so I need to put an extension on to get more light in. And I said, that's not going to, because all the light is at the front of your house. So in order to get, you're going to have to move everything into the sitting room. I don't want to do that.
People need to get over the kind of fear of architects as being sort of like...
Of elitist. And it could be even just a simple thing of, you'd like to put in a shelving unit in your house. Maybe to take down one wall and put in a storage unit. Go to an architect and get the advice of a designer. And you know, for 95 euros, you'll have somebody giving it the once over. Because most people, when they're living in their houses, can't see the woods for the trees.
Yeah.
They're sitting there in their couch. Oh, I'd love to, but I can't take that down because the fireplace is there. I can't take that down because I know there's a steel post in there. And actually, sometimes the little bit of extra money that you might spend on putting in that one piece of steel, it might cost, say, 2.5 grand to put in that piece of steel, but that will open up the whole house. But people are afraid to do that. Oh, I can't do that because they go around knocking walls. That's structural.
That's
illegal. You can't take it down. You know, it's to get people to not. I say just bring as many photographs as you can. Bring just have a look at which way is south in your house, and then bring an open mind. Don't go in there with preconceived ideas. I say to people, don't say anything. Just tell them your brief. Tell them what you want. Tell them what you give a big list, and then just sit there. Sit on your hands. Don't say a word, and let the architect do their job. And then you can tell them what you thought. But let them, you know, just don't go in with preconceived.
Don't go in when I know what I want. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It's like if I got you guys to do my wedding. You know, would I give you a playlist?
Wow, that would be
I think I would need guidance.
In fact, if you'd need guidance. If you ever
I'd need guidance.
I'd say you've been badly advised.
So, give us the website.
Would you talk the whole way through it?
Yeah, I might.
No music at all. Yeah. So, give us the website again. So, it's Simon Community.
Simonopendoor.ie. So, it's this very specific. It's two bodies there. It's the RIAI, which is the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland. And it's the Simon Community, but it's the Simon Open Door event. So simonopendoor.ie, and it starts tomorrow. So it's not like this starts in a month's time. So if you want to get a consultation, get on today, because when they're gone, they're gone.
When they're gone, they're gone. And it's a great cause as well, the Simon Community.
Simon Community do amazing work. And when I started working on this 10 years ago, we did sleepouts, and it was all about people sleeping rough and getting them into hostels, getting medical care. And the Simon Community do all that in background. Nowadays, it's about getting people into emergency accommodation. It's about getting people into hubs. The Simon Community, their workload has quadrupled.
Yeah, of course it has.
There's 10,000 people homeless at the moment in Ireland, and that's up 80-something%.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yes,
since 2016.
Yeah,
right, that's only 3 years ago. And there's children involved. Like it breaks your heart when, like, I come in from Drumcondra, they come down Gardiner Street, and you see people in hotels have kids having the breakfast, and you know it's not right.
So, no,
but Simon Community are doing a huge amount to kind of alleviate some of the suffering of some people, and this it goes a little bit to help them.
Brilliant. Right, okay.
So thanks a million for coming in.
SimonOpendoor.ie, by the way.
Yeah, so there you go. We better get into the news, because I just want to keep talking about this.
No, to be honest with you, we keep you here all day.
We'll do the news, will we?
And no doubt there'd be all
and Brexit.
All of the people that'd be on looking for it. Now I have this. This shelf in the kitchen.
Come now, here. Do you feel informed enough now to advise them?
Oh, absolutely.
We'll bring it on, people. Stick us on the list.
Dermot Bannon, thank you so much for coming in. Much
appreciated. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. 8:37. Bit behind ourselves, obviously chatting to Dermot Bannon. Yeah. What a lovely fella.
Very nice
fella.
Yeah,
really approachable, nice guy.
Absolutely great bloke. Yeah, I was just saying, I think I'll get myself an architect, but I don't have a house or anything. I'll just go for coffee. I'll just pay for an hour at a time.
Just hang out with an architect.
I just want to be seen in public with an architect. This is the first for me. I've never had this before.
Listen, we've got the breakfast table quiz still to come. Of course, a fabulous day at the Midlands Park Hotel. If you want to take it on,
yeah, that's on the way. I think is it 11 the score to be. Oh,
who cares? Have a go.
13, actually. Wow.
Yeah, 5 and keep on moving here at Classic Hits. 20 to 9, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on a fab Friday. Good to have you along, folks. Hopefully you're having a good time. And we've got the breakfast table quiz on the way for you very shortly. If you fancy a bash at it, great stay at the Midlands Park Hotel, 087-188-0008. Have a go, you never know. We had somebody who scooped the grand earlier in our Kellogg's GA Cool Camps quiz, came in right at the last minute, scooped the prize. Maybe it could be you. 087-188-0008 to have a go at the breakfast table quiz. Sorry, hang on a second. That's not supposed to happen. Wait a second. Let me just reset that again, because I don't want that to...
We've got all jiggery-pokery here. Yeah, we have.
I don't want that to play without you hearing the build-up to it, because it is the final day of Wish Week.
It is.
And basically the push is on, really, for us to do what we can to try and make sure that this is one of the best years that we've ever had on Wish Week.
Yeah, because we are going for it. It's the best years. We're hoping it's going to be the best one, because they made so much difference. You've heard the testimonies and the stories so far. Like we're saying, Make-A-Wish, they do provide that memory for a lifetime is what they really do. Mm. So now we're going to let you hear the story of Noah. We heard Evan's story earlier on. And Noah from County Dublin was 5 years of age when his wish to Legoland was granted. They didn't even think they needed the family time, is the quote that comes with this. Make-A-Wish brought us back together. And here's Noah's mam and the wish-granting angels at Make-A-Wish asking for your help on what is now the final day of this amazing Wish Week.
Absolutely. And please, after you've heard Noah's story, if you feel there's any way, if even if you've given already and you feel you could give a little bit more, or if for some reason you haven't had a chance to make a donation on Wish Week, please do it today. It is our final day.
It's not a luxury. You know, we hear from our parents that these wishes address a need to forget about the illness, the injections, the treatment, the doctors, a need to be a family again. A need for the family to actually experience hope, strength, joy.
And I still can remember how your touch was so tender. It told me you cared.
I had only had a baby a few weeks before Noah was diagnosed, and I also had a 6-year-old son. The chemo made him very sick. It was a drama every week, getting Freddie dressed, bloods taken. Noah hated that. Reese, my other son, very upset all the time. Missed his brother, missed mum and dad. We hardly saw each other.
If ever you're in my arms again, this time I'll love you much better.
It's not about the disease or the illness, or it's about bring in the joy. It's about the parents as well. You know, they're going through the mill. You know, they are really going through such a hard time, and they're watching their babies, you know, go through so much heartache. So for them to have their child back and to see the joy and the laughter and all of that, that's why I think it's so important for everyone to support, because it's all about enhancement.
One of us was in the hospital all the time, back and forth. Either my husband was in work or I was doing the hospital runs. Our kids were separated, one family, the other family. Very sadly, my daughter all the time.
We had once in a lifetime, but I just didn't know it till my life fell apart.
Noah's wish was to go to Legoland. The day we went to go, it was amazing. I didn't even think we needed this as much as we did.
If ever you're in my arms again, this time I'll love you much better. If ever you're in my arms again, this time I'll hold you forever. This time I'll
pilot called him into the cockpit, him and his brother. It was amazing. We laughed, joked. Noah built Lego all day. It was brilliant. Always be grateful for Make-A-Wish, what they've done for us. We didn't realise we needed this family time. Make-A-Wish has brought us back together, just made us close again.
You can turn a child's trauma into a beaming smile, and I mean beaming. It goes from ear to ear, to suddenly get an itinerary in from the wish granting team in here to say you've 3 days before your wish is about to happen. You know, you see the glee, you hear the chuckle. You can't help but be touched by the impact of what Make-A-Wish does. Proud of what we do, but we do need to do more. And I just urge the general public, you have been incredibly generous over the last number of years. Please, please consider digging deep for us this year, because we've an awful lot of children who really need us.
You can help by clicking the donate button on classichits.ie or text my wish as one word to 50300 to donate €4 and help kids with life-threatening illnesses to make their dreams a reality.
Text costs €4. Make-A-Wish will receive a minimum of €3.60. Service provider is Life Charity. Helpline 076-680-5278.
Classic Hits.
Wish Week.
It's nearly like the next wish child that comes through the door.
With Make-A-Wish Ireland.
Is the only wish child we've ever had.
All this week.
Because that same passion comes through for every single one of our children each year.
Classic Hits.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Final day to win a luxury break in the heart of the Midlands with a stay at the Midlands Park Hotel. Midlandsparkhotel.com if you want to check it out for yourself, because they have some dates available midweek during May and June at the moment, and you can experience luxury for less. We're offering you the chance to enjoy one night's bed and breakfast with Prosecco and chocolate and a €10 spa credit for you to enjoy as well. They've got the Leisure Club, Kelly's award-winning steakhouse, the Jewel Day Spa, the Charter Bar with carvery lunch and evening menu, and of course they're located right beside the bus and train from Dublin as well. If just to make life a little bit easier if you're commuting.
Yeah, now we had a little bit of an upset on the Kellogg's Cool Camps quiz earlier on. Mm-hmm. We had a high score that brought us right into the end of the week, and it was just tipped by Dave from Dublin. And we're wondering, can we do the same? 13, high score to beat. Larry Rawson got it on Thursday, but Matt, is it Nolden?
That's it, yeah.
Matt Nolden in Dublin is going to have a go. He's going to try and hit 14. How are you getting on, Matt?
Oh, lovely, thanks. Sun shining, which is a great start to the day.
Yeah, it's not a bad start at all. Any big weekend plans, Matt?
Just relax with the kids, you know, do the usual thing. Hopefully the weather will stay nice.
Yeah, I hope so. Fingers I don't think crossed. It's going to be so bad. I think it's going to be a little bit better than what we've had anyway, that's for sure. Right, good. So we're on your side, Matt. Anyway, how are you feeling? You good for this?
I hope so. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll fingers see crossed. Right. Right, 60 seconds, Matt. The very best of luck. Here we go.
What is the official language of Cuba?
Spanish.
To which family of birds do the raven and the jackdaw belong?
Crow.
Yeah, what TV presenter hosted the quiz show Didn't They Do Well?
Pass.
Bruce Forsyth, Donatello, Leonardo, Michelangelo and Raphael were teenage mutant hero what?
Turtle.
Carriage, grandfather and grandmother are all what?
Fox.
What word normally follows sirloin and T-bone?
Steak.
If a person is lactose intolerant, they're allergic to what type of food?
Milk.
It's dairy. What is a spruce?
Dairy. Sorry, a tree.
Yeah, in the human body, where are the bones known as metatarsals?
Feet.
Yeah, in the European country, what European country was Antonio Banderas born?
Spain.
What kind of acid is found in lemons?
Citric.
Polar bears are from the North or South Pole?
North.
In the children's rhyme 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, what creature was caught alive?
Fish.
In what country was the War of the Worlds set?
Pass.
It was the United States. Sampdoria Football Club is based in what country?
Argentina.
It's Italy. Madeira and Black Forest are both types of what?
Tate.
I'm going to give you one more because I was farting, and one of your questions was so ludicrously long that it was kind of weird. So, which mythological creature resembling a horse has a single horn on its forehead?
Unicorn.
That's the job, right? Yeah. So
I knew you had to get the unicorn question in. There's a slagging coming, isn't there?
I don't know what you're talking about. Just because you happen to be surrounded by them in this weird place that you live. I have no idea what you're talking about, Tim.
Right, Matt, let's do the tot, see how you got on. There was a couple of incorrect ones in there which may have cost you, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, hold on.
Hang on a second.
Hold on, wait.
Mike,
got
Mike is a steward's inquiry.
There could be something going on here. What's going on, Mike? Oh, you can't hear him. Fart.
So did you... Okay, this is going to be controversial. But
oh,
did you
no.
Include,
are you talking about the dairy one?
Did you include milk?
No, I didn't.
See, I included it.
You included it?
Yeah.
So you're going to accept milk as opposed to dairy?
The question was, lactose intolerance means you're allergic to what type of food product? And if my memory serves me right, the answer is dairy, right?
Dairy, yeah.
But okay. He did say milk.
He did say milk.
Technically correct, right?
Well, it leaves out
well,
cheese.
Well, I'm going to do my Punch's Pilot, wash my hands of it and say it's entirely up to you, yeah. Michael.
What do you think? As a matter of interest, PJ, doesn't...
Oh.
Do you think it's a legitimate answer?
How dare you put me in? Well, see, there's cheese as well, yogurts, there's,
okay,
you know,
look, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it for the team here. It's Friday. I'm accepting it.
Oh!
Wow, so there you go.
You're
it
accepting
looks
it.
Like you've just become a winner.
Matt!
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I've on the most, before.
Whoa, the most controversial of circumstances, Matt, you're there.
Unbelievable.
I have a funny feeling Larry Rawson's going to be having a word with us, but you're in there.
Absolutely. Sorry, just to point, it's Mike.Hogan at...
Yeah. Matt, unbelievable. By your nose, and under the most controversial... You've done an absolute Liverpool on this. And... So you have.
Well, I don't know what to say. There you go. Mike has spoken. Producer of the show, he's decided he's allowing milk as opposed to dairy. So
well,
you've
Mike
got 14. You've got 14 and you've got a luxury break to the Midlands Park Hotel. Wow. Well done, you.
Thank you so much.
Unbelievable.
Happy Friday, Matt.
Oh,
happy
I love the way Friday Jim goes. Sure. Mike has decided to make sure he says that on air.
Absolutely.
Just so he doesn't get the blame. Like.
So as I say, Matt, Mike
thank
decided
you so
you're off to the Midlands Park Hotel. Well, happy Friday.
Congratulations, Matt.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Classic hits.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show with Flexify, Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com.
Classic hits.